All right, we're joined now by Dan O'Connor, Gloucester High School football coach. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
Doing well, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug. Tell me a little bit about this most recent game out in Weston, because it looks like it's a game you coulda, shoulda, woulda, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, we were in it the whole way. You know, defense and special teams really carried us and had a two-point lead thanks to a blocked punt safety. Until about the four-minute mark when Weston got the ball back and were able to put together a good drive. You know, we had guys in the spot. You know, they picked up a chunk yardage on a screen play that we had a defensive end who sniffed it out, you know, really well. And I was in a great spot to make the play and just had the ball inches away from his hands to knock down the pass. But, you know, it was a tough one. And, you know, a close game that our kids are learning how to compete in those and working hard to turn some of these close losses into close wins.
Well, tough night offensively. Brag a little bit about somebody on the line, either on offense or defense, who you saw did pretty good for you.
Yeah, no, I thought Christian Howell played well. Brian Swain played well on the line. You know, Frank Sisto ran hard for the first quarter of the game. He ended up having a leave with an injury, which really kind of stalemated us. Mm-hmm. For the rest of the game after that. Nico Thomas, I thought, came in, stepped in, played the back when Frank had to come out. And, you know, Nico ran hard, scored his first varsity touchdown Friday night. But, you know, it was a tough one offensively to sustain anything and get a lot going. But we're back at it today or this week to hopefully rectify that.
What's the plan this week, Coach? Because I've talked to a few coaches who said they're still trying to either get past the simple mistakes you're making earlier in the season, or the kids have lost a tad focus because you've been at it so long since you know, middle of August. So what's the focus for your team this week?
You know, it comes down to the same thing that we've been trying to work on, is just improve ourselves and not worry so much about what our opponents are doing. And this week at Salem, you know, we got to play our game. You know, when we watch film, we looking at when we do things right, we're moving the ball. When we do things right defensively, we're stopping the ball. We just got to build consistency in that and continue to do more of those plus plays offensively and defensively.
Is there anybody who's pushed you around? Because what you're describing here as a coach is something that, okay, it's correctable. We just have to pay attention to this stuff and do it, angles and all that kind of stuff. If someone's bigger, better, and as good as you are, but they're bigger and better, that's tough to overcome.
Yeah, we haven't had that yet. You know, we got a good football team. You know, we got good football players on that team, and it's just a matter, again, for them is to focus on mechanics and focus on the little things.
Okay. Well, how about Salem? They're coming in at 3-0. They've scored 94, given up 26. You guys have scored 71, given up 50. No common opponents, I presume, to go by, but you've probably studied a little bit of Salem's digital stuff. So what do you face from them?
They're a good team. You know, Corey Grimes, their quarterback, is a three-year starter for them. He's a really good football player. And they got skilled guys up front, or skilled guys on the offensive side of the ball that are dangerous. You know, and Coach Bouchard's, you know, done a great job turning that program around from where they were the last couple of years ago to where they are now. And we're looking forward to a good game here Friday night.
All right, and if you have some parts to replace, have you got guys chomping at the bit to get in there?
They're ready to go. You know, this is one thing about this team. Even when we got back Friday night, they were looking forward to the next one. So they know we got to put the last week behind us, make the corrections to the mistakes we had, and get after it a little bit.
Okay, home game. Do I have that right? 7 o'clock on Friday night.
Home game, 7 o'clock here at Newell. Yep.
Looking forward to it. Kearns and I will be there. So good luck, Coach.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye bye. That is Gloucester High School football coach Dan O'Connor with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.